Hey there, and welcome to the Smart and Simple Matters show with your host, Joel Zaslavsky. Let me ask you, is it possible to be stoked, amped, geeked, jazzed, and excited all at the same time? I think I'm going to give it a shot. This is episode number 59. A big ol' hearty thank you for listening in to today's episode, one that's sure to be epic in at least one way. I'll let you decide which way. I'm grateful that you're tuning me in, and we will work together to keep your rapt attention on the show. Here's a test, just to make sure that we're both staying focused. What's the cube root of 729? Yep, you nailed it. You totally nailed it. It's 9. I knew I could count on you. All right, before I get to the intentional heart of this episode, my inner curator wants you to have just a wee bit of context. Here's the deal. I'm publishing this episode almost 2 weeks after the first ever Simple Rev event wrapped up on October 4th in Minneapolis, Minnesota. 55 Simple Living enthusiasts joined with me, my tremendous co-organizer, Dan Hayes, their fellow workshop leaders, Rev Talkers, volunteers, and inspiring participants to share hugs, stories, resources, and high fives. And that was just in the first hour. Dan and I, we planned for and worked on Simple Rev 2014 for 13 months. Before it all went down, and I'm happy to say that it was brain cells, keystrokes, and a lot of conversations super, super duper well spent. I don't even know how to concisely describe our 2 days of in-person magic. Our participants actually do it better than me. So one of them explains her Simple Rev experience as, and I'm just going to give you a couple little quotes here. The first one is, two amazingly mind-blowing days that left me with a head full of thoughts and heart full of love. Another participant said it was a remarkable gathering of like-minded people dedicated to living intentionally and supporting one another in creating meaningful lives. One thing is for show. You're definitely going to want to check out the show notes for this episode, which you can get at valueofsimple.com/SASM059, because there are going to be a ton of links to Simple Rev 2014 pictures, blog post recaps, and a variety of attendee experiences. Obviously, I have a bias in my storytelling and recollection because putting on a great event was a full-time job for me for, almost a half a year. The genuine excitement, the growth, sense of belonging, this community building that we had before, during, and after Simple Rev 2014, it blows me away. I'm just super grateful to be a part of it. Now, this Smart and Simple Matters episode is actually part one of a two-part series where I take you behind the scenes of our first ever Simple Rev event. You can, of course, supplement your Simple Rev grooviness with the separate two-part episode series that Dan and I recorded on our joint All Things Simple Rev podcast. You can find the first episode at simplerev.com/011, and the second episode, depending on when you're listening to this, it's going to be ready sometime after October 27th, 2014. You'll be able to find that at simplerev.com/012. I got to tell you, Dan's perspective on this whole Simple Rev dealio is fantastic. And our All Things Simple Rev podcast series is also the only place, with the exception of Value of Simple, that you're going to get details on why a skyscraper's operations manager and three rather burly security guards gave me a serious talking to during lunch on our first day. And I also discuss having shingles. Yes, I got shingles before Simple Rev. What that experience was like during and after the event, which I gotta tell you, it's a lot more fun recalling it than it was experiencing it. Shingles, not a good time. Check out All Things Simple Rev, though, for a whole lot more details. But of course, remember, you and me, this thing we're doing right now, we're focused on smart and simple matters, and I bet you want to know what I'm going to cover in part one of the SimpleRev 2014 experience. Well, I thought for hours about how to structure this two-part series, and I'm gonna break it down a little something like this. Part one will be primarily through my eyes as an event organizer and an intense believer in simple living and community building. And then next episode, part two, will be mostly through the participants' eyes and the stories they shared with our groovy crew. We say, you ready to hit it with me? Yeah, word up. So here we go. Here we go. First things first, SimpleRev, it's a team sport. There is no I in Joel or Dan. A lot of folks did a lot of heavy lifting to put on such an amazing event, and I would like to introduce you to just some of our teammates. First off, we have Andrea Imsdahl, our social media maven, SimpleRev website maestro, all-around helper, and a woman who knows her way around a spreadsheet. Yeah. I met Andrea at a Live Your Legend local event in Minneapolis back in August 2013, and our process-oriented attention to detail nature impressed each other. Besides me and Dan, nobody did more coordinating and developing, strategizing, and even logistical stuff than Andrea did. Fun fact, her simple living journey started when a tornado destroyed her house. Yep, no joke. Next, we have Marty King, our venue partner at the University of St. Thomas. Marty, wow, she was gracious, flexible, offered up resources that we would never, never, ever have reasonably expected, and made the whole planning process a treat. Oh, another fun fact. She told me that I asked more questions than anyone else among the thousands of external event organizers she dealt with in her 7 years on the job. Your lesson, of course, you should either have a ton of patience or be easily amused if you ever work with me on a project. Preferably both. Consider yourself warned. Next, we have Sarah Sheets of Peak Team Design, our awesome graphic designer who created the SimpleRev logo, and she also whipped up the SimpleRev declaration that you can find at simplerev.com/declaration. It's kind of like the Value of Simple declaration, actually, only with a lot more references to the word simple and no references to sexy and personal renaissance, sadly. Well, no, probably not so sadly. Not for SimpleRev, at least. Fun fact, Sarah has a business with her husband, Andre, and their chief dog officer is their pooch, Simba. After Sarah, we have Erica Backberg and Eric Nigg, our zero-waste eco-pros of socialsotin.com. They helped us divert 99.86% of our potential waste from the landfill and into a compost heap instead. They gave me a serious education on sustainable inks and paper for our SimpleRev name badges, who has the most eco pens and notepads, what it means to organize an environmentally friendly shindig. I highly, highly recommend these two for your future event as well. And a fun fact about Erica, at least, she has been one of my best friends for 2 decades and convinced me a long time ago that it's actually okay to tell somebody besides your mom or your significant other that you love them. Here's to you, Erica. I love you. All right, now we have Mindy Holohan, our ambassador queen and rockin' reporter. Mindy and I met, how long ago did we meet? It was 3 months ago at World Domination Summit, and she has been a big asset in a very short order. She led the check-in process, loaned us her portable audio recorder for workshop capturing. You're going to hear some clips of that coming up later in the episode. And she used her past event planner experience to great effect. Oh, she even picked up a couple of our workshop leaders from the airport at 1 in the morning. That's dedication right there. Fun fact about Mindy, her cat Spot likes to stare at me when I talk to her on a Google Plus Hangout. All right, so we have Andrea, Marty, Sarah, Erica, Eric, and Mindy so far. You got it? Good. Next, we have Andrew Yelkin, our volunteer photographer, who snapped the super sweet shots that you can see at simplerev.com/2014pictures. And Andrew teamed up with our videographer, Alex Cena, to visually capture the action as it happened. Why did I say that like that? Who knows? Let's roll with it. Alex is still working on the videos, but knowing him, they are going to be somewhere between spectacular and remarkable. Last comes Chris and Sarah Wakecamp of ParentsWho.com. They caught wind of what us Simple Revers were up to when John Lee Dumas interviewed me for his Entrepreneur on Fire show, and they have been a go-to resource ever since. If you need a fountain of solid ideas, talk to Chris for a split second. He'll give you about 10. And if you need a future-oriented person whose energy lights up the room, go hang out with Sarah. Fun fact, Sarah thinks my Ice Ice Baby t-shirt is hilarious. And it is. And now the cumulative effect of the sheer rockitude, shall we say, of these people is that it allowed us to completely bootstrap Simple Rev 2014. Totally non-commercial. We had no sponsors. And all the revenue we got from ticket sales went directly back into the participant experience. Now, I mean, lots of other people played important roles along the way. Folks like Sue Stewart, our PowerPoint princess. But we're going to focus on Andrea, Marty, Sarah, Erica, Eric, Mindy, Chris, and Sarah for now. Oh, there's that word again. Focus. Are you with me? You're with me? Quick. Where do fish keep their money? Yep. You got that one too. In a riverbank, of course. Oh, somebody's going to have to give me a ba-dum psh or a wah, 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 wah. I'll pipe in some sound effects maybe later. I'll let you decide which of the two we get. Now, I know you're probably wondering about the event itself, right? That's why we're here. That's why this episode is going on. Well, from my perspective, it was total game on, baby, when I got into my car on Tuesday, September 30th, 3 days before we officially kicked off the festivities, and I drove to pick up the name badges and printed agendas, of course, created on post-consumer recycled, chlorine-free, Forest Stewardship Council certified paper with soy-based ink and low volatile organic compounds. Hat tip to Erica and Eric again for giving me the tips on what is environmentally friendly. Big shout out to Brian Franklin at Franklin Press Incorporated for his warmth, for his printing plants, quality, and for letting me eat lunch in the office break room while the presses cranked out our stuff. I recommend those guys in Plymouth, Minnesota, if you need some printing. Now, when I got back in my car, I drove into downtown Minneapolis, met Marty King at St. Thomas for a technical run-through, and Mindy came along for an extra set of eyes and ears, plus an appropriate amount of, and I can't do a mini impersonation. I'm imagining she was thinking, Joel, stop asking questions, dude. We got this. She gave me a few of those looks, which was healthy for me. I just had one more stop in downtown to drop off some bulk beverages that I got at Costco for our Simple Rev lunch caterer, Hen House Eatery, to deliver on our behalf. They delivered those drinks at no extra charge, and they also purchased compostable lunch containers and utensils for us, which was pretty sweet. Yes, we paid for it, but it was totally worth it. I give them a big thumbs up as well if you need some catering in the general Twin Cities area. Going to Wednesday, it was really all about tweaking the presentation slides that Dan and I were going to use as MCs of Simple Rev 2014 and practicing a bit of what I was going to say. I guess the weird thing is I've never spent less time practicing a public speaking opportunity than I did for our Simple Rev event, which if we included, I was talking, or Dan was, for about an hour of content spread across 2 days, and that's a lot of talking. I guess I really didn't feel like I needed to practice that much because, one, Dan was my wingman, and two, I just never believed more in what I was saying or what I was going to say. On Thursday morning, I drove to the airport to pick up Dan and his wife, Vanessa, the other half of the Simple Life Together dynamic duo, before we headed into downtown for a rehearsal. Dan and I, we just practiced our content, our transitions from one to the other, a lot of silliness and hugs while Vanessa timed us. And I got to say, yeah, I think we nailed the hugger thing. The hugger thing, you know, the hugger thing, H-U-G-G-R. You're on Hugger, right? It's that super old social platform where you find another human and you hug them. Yeah, it's that simple. Dan and I had fun with this Hugger thing, and we even demonstrated how Hugger worked 5 minutes into day one, while our 55 other participants, they were given permission to hug their fellow Simple Living advocates. Most of them totally just complete strangers, and the hugs flowed freely. I know it seems lame, it seems pretty hokey at first, but thousands of hugs later over 2 days, a lot of people were feeling a lot of good vibes. I credit Hugger for a portion of that. Now, getting back to our action, Dan and Vanessa and I, we had a great dinner together, and then we drove over to Dunn Brothers Coffee, where our pre-event connecting started at 7 p.m. on Thursday, October 2nd. As we walked into the joint, we saw one of our workshop leaders, Saul of Hearts. He was just chilling with his laptop and seeing our first participant. Oh, big smile, big smile time. And one by one, other participants started waltzing in. Some of these folks I knew or I had met in person, like people like Dave and Cheryl Balthrop, and some who were just a name in a spreadsheet until they signed into Hugger with me and the rest of their Simple Living enthusiasts. But each additional person who came in, who joined, it was a festive atmosphere pretty darn quick. I was amazed. I mean, really, truly amazed that something that I helped to organize was potentially rewarding enough in all of these people's minds to justify traveling, some of them up to a couple thousand miles, and some of them hundreds of dollars. And I guess even most importantly, some of these folks gave 3+ full days of their life around the Simple Rev 2014 experience. That just kind of blew my mind. And all of the buzz, there was just good vibes flowing right away. The conversations, they were just clicking, but we got the boot at about 9 o'clock when Dunn Brothers closed. I think we had about half of our Simple Rev crew show up for those 2 hours of pre-connecting, and I could see those relationship seeds planted already. But Dan, Vanessa, and I, we headed home. They met my wife, Melinda. We heard just how badly the Vikings were getting their butts kicked by the Packers in their Thursday night football game. And finally, we got our snooze on. Bada bing, bada boom. It's now Friday. It's showtime, baby. Dan, Vanessa, and I, we got into downtown Minneapolis at about 6:15 a.m. to beat Marty to the front doors of Terrence Murphy Hall on the St. Thomas campus. I should note, it was about 40 degrees Fahrenheit and windy as all get up. Oof, that was whipping around. And this was October 2nd, mind you. And the fact that it wasn't 65 and sunny, which is what we normally get in Minnesota that time of year, didn't deter us. And we got snowflakes later that night. Yeah, actual snowflakes. That didn't faze people later in the evening. But going back to the morning, after some last-minute prep, Dan and I were exchanging notes with Alex and Andrew, our videographer and photographer, making sure that nobody entered the classroom we were using without getting a hug within about 15 seconds. I didn't time it. I think we did pretty good. And at about 8:30, I looked at Dan, got a head nod that saying that he was ready, and then I said this.
It doesn't seem appropriate to start this with a little chest clearing. No, not a good way. Perhaps we'll start this with something a little bit different. Welcome, everyone, to our first ever Simple Rev event.
Yeah, pretty sweet, huh? Dan and I then took turns explaining why and how we bootstrapped the event. We dropped our promise of some special videos from people on 4 different continents, told our Simple Rev origin story, complete with my obligatory Joshua Becker impersonation. Always a good time. This time with Joshua about 20 feet away. And then introduced our friend, Mr. Becker, to give a welcoming message and a challenge to our fellow Simple Living friends. Now, let me just say this. What a freaking trip to have Joshua, probably my first inspiration to do a deep dive into minimalism, doing his thing as Simple Rev. And what a profound message he shared, which you can see for yourself if you get the Simple Rev email newsletter. After Joshua was done, our first workshop leaders were Kyle and Ariel Ashley, who are a powerful co-facilitative team and highly interactive trainers who, as they state it, seek to foster brave spaces for bold conversations. Brave and bold indeed. Yeah, they walked us through their VITAL framework. VITAL's an acronym. It stands for Vulnerability, Identity, Trust, Authorship, and Liberation, all in relation to their simple approach to meaningful relationships. And these two, man, they really took the Simple Rev workshop guidelines to heart when we actually made our workshop leaders promise that they would be action-oriented, practical, interactive, and they would keep things intimate. I don't really have an easy way to summarize Kyle and Ariel's workshop, so I'm going to quote someone else who was there, Jeff Sandquist, on what he wrote on his website, Coffee, Bacon, and Books. Jeff said, and I quote, "Kyle and Ariel reminded me that we should have the ability to choose our relationships. As difficult as it may be, we don't have to, and sometimes even shouldn't, keep or choose certain relationships, friends and family included. But ultimately, lasting and meaningful relationships require vulnerability. Just showing up isn't enough." End of quote. True dat, Jeff. True dat. By the way, you can find a link to Jeff's expanded recap for all of the workshops in the show notes for this episode at valueofsimple.com/SASM059. You're also going to find other people's Simple Rev related blog posts, podcast episodes, and videos in the show notes. Again, highly recommended. Our next workshop was from Dave and Cheryl Balthrop of SimpleLifeReboot.com. These two just addressed the very real social stigma associated with intentional downsizing. I know a lot of people who have done this and really created an environment of deep engagement. They made us laugh a ton. These two, Dave and Cheryl, they were just really expertly drew out stories from the other participants in the room about the struggles, the triumphs in dealing with people who, I guess at least initially, didn't get this whole simple living thing. It was so fun to have them there. They were just as proud to lead a workshop as Dan and I were proud to have them lead one. Dave, Cheryl, I know you listened to the show. Thanks again from the bottom of my heart. After those two, we then took a two-hour lunch break, and you can hear how that went from my perspective on All Things Simple Rev Episode 11 at simplerev.com/011. Yeah, this is the part where I had a not-so-friendly conversation with the skyscraper's operations manager and his three security guards as we distributed a catered lunch without official permission. It was not ha-ha funny. It's only funny in retrospect. The friendliness, though, it quickly returned as we got back to the St. Thomas campus for our first Rev Talk, which, if you wonder what a Rev Talk is, it's really just a blatant ripoff and shortened version of a TED Talk, only focused on the crossroads of simple living and community, which is our Simple Rev thing. Oh, there's that word again, focus. Hey, quick, what did the rib cage say to the heart? Don't worry, I got you covered. And speaking of got you covered, Jeff Sandquist of the aforementioned Coffee, Bacon, and Books had us covered with his talk called A Fire Inside, Building a Better Fire with Three Simple Ingredients. It was definitely paleo friendly, which I dig, of course. I'm a paleo dude, but it was applicable to everyone because he was imploring us to fuel our bodies and minds with the simple basics. He was talking about proteins, fats, and carbs. He had acronyms for everything, and actually his acronyms were as memorable as the talk itself. First, he was talking about SERF, S-E-R-F, Simply Eat Real Food, and then my most memorable one, at least, was W-W-G-G-E. What do you think that one stands for? W-W-G-G-E. What would great grandma eat? Jeff, I'll think about that from now on. And after Jeff was Saul of Hearts workshop, he came in talking about the share economy, you know, couch surfing, Lyft, meetup.com, TaskRabbit, these kinds of things. And here's a dude who knows his stuff and proved it in a workshop that he called Using the Share Economy to Reduce Consumption, Build Community, and Earn Extra Cash. Saul, he just really personifies the share economy. He gave out 30 soft cover copies of his new book called Share, Save, Simplify, and even provided a link to download the ebook version for free for participants if they didn't get or they didn't want a physical version. So I'm going to be working through your book one of these days, my friend. It looks pretty sweet. Next, Dan and I surprised everyone with a segment we called Shh, It's a Surprise. Now, All Things Simple Rev episode 11 covers that well, so I'm just going to note here that our experiment worked out great. As we came back from our last break of the day, Dr. Steve Taubman ad-libbed a workshop named How to Use Simple Tools to Overcome Your Mind's Complexity. Steve's been a stage performer for a couple of decades, I believe, and it really showed. He asked us to turn the lights down low for him. We started off with some deep breathing exercises, and then really, I don't know about everybody else in the room, but he totally blew my mind. He was just getting deep and beyond philosophical. He had statements like this one. I remember he said something like this: letting go of what you have is hard. Letting go of what you do is harder. And letting go of what you think is hardest. Really, his workshop was about quieting the mind and not believing everything it tells us, something that I struggle a heck of a lot with. My brain convinces me of some awfully crazy stuff. Maybe you too. But Steve, he just had my attention and energy on a rope, reeling me in and pushing me back out, and total pro. As Steve finished, we played our first video from the International Simple Rev contingent. This one from Europe. It was a hearty message from the fantastic Kira Conlon in Ireland. Then Dan and I wrapped up the official activities for the day. About half of us, after day one, we walked a few blocks to a family-style Italian restaurant and spent the next 3 hours laughing and just exploring each other's personalities and thoughts on various topics, getting deep, telling stories. I would have been happy to sit next to anyone at Buca di Beppo. That was the name of the restaurant. But I was treated to Vanessa Hayes on my left. Robin Teft was on my left too, sitting across the table. Kim Elston, a fellow multi-potentialite, was straight across from me. And Dr. Steve was to my right. The kind of stuff that we were talking about over dinner, religion, politics, all the stuff you're not supposed to talk about, whether you're in polite company or not, it was, at least for me, it was really a microcosm of the openness, the generous nature of all the people that I interact with in the Simple Living community. And at that stage, I was a little bit sick. I had just about lost my voice at the end of dinner, but people wanted to keep it going. So a bunch of us went to a coffee shop to put the figurative cherry on top of a magical day one. Skip ahead with me about 8 hours as Dan, Vanessa, and I part ways with Melinda and my older son Grant to head from my house into a still dark downtown Minneapolis on Saturday. Our first group activity for the day was at 8 a.m. I know, kind of early, but that's how we do things when we got a lot of fun stuff. It was what's called an offers and needs market. You're probably thinking, what the deuce is an offers and needs market, Joel? Well, it's actually a concept I picked up from my friend Donnie McLurkin of the Post Growth Institute. And at its core, it's about discovering what kinds of support you might be able to provide to others within a specific community and what help you might need as well. Now, the whole thing, Simple Rev, it's a bootstrap community, and we're focused on the movement and helping each other by focusing on what passions and skills, resources, connections our community already has. And as Donnie says, and I'm going to quote him, this is great, "The irony of the modern market is that it can get a spare part from across the world, but a neighbor still might not know that the mechanic with the skills to fix the car is right next door." You can read about the context and the process of the offers and needs market at simplerev.com/OANM. Oscar, Apple, Nancy, Mary. But our Simple Rev style offers a needs market. It was really, it was a total crapshoot. It was my idea. It could have totally bombed. It was a 45-minute experiment, but we had some impressive results. And we had community members offering the vast, vast majority of them completely free things like website design feedback and a laundry list of tools from their house for folks to borrow. We even had one person offer to bake a fellow community member their own made from scratch apple pie. That one was location specific, but I don't know if anyone's taken her up on the offer. I'm going to have to check into that. On the need side of things, we had people asking for book editing assistance, someone to share in the cost of buying part of a grass-fed cow, or even help with bicycle maintenance. And each of these needs and offers, we used post-it notes. We stuck them up on a giant blackboard, and they were captured in a spreadsheet so that people who didn't make real-time matches in our non-commercial marketplace could keep connecting and exchanging resources after the fact. 264 post-it notes later, I think our offers and needs market is still going strong, and I hope it continues to go strong. Really, so this whole thing, think about it for a second. You know, if you had an offers and needs market, what would you offer to the various communities that you're a part of? What kind of needs, or big or small, would you want filled right now if you had a big group of people who were generous and happy to help you if they only knew what you needed? This thing, it works at any scale, and all you need to do is just communicate and figure out who is doing what, who has access to what, and who knows who. If you're tempted, go and learn more. Again, simplerev.com/OANM. Next up was what Dan and I called attendee story time, because we knew that it wasn't just our workshop leaders and our rev talkers who had important insight to share. That was the whole thing about Simple Rev, is come here, nobody is better than anyone else. This is a community of people. We all have skills, mindsets, stories, a way to contribute to everybody else. And so we offered any attendee 2 to 3 minutes on Saturday morning to talk about their simple living journey, the challenges that they faced, obstacles that they've overcome, or maybe any really anything else within the theme of the event. Oh my gunny sacks, did we have some powerful, powerful stories from some really inspiring folks. Our next episode of this two-part series is going to focus on everyone's story. So I'm going to skip them right now and dive right into our workshop of day two, which was Brooks Duncan totally hitting a home run with something he called Go Paperless. Simplify your life, reduce clutter, and find anything instantly. This is coming from a guy who runs a website called DocumentSnap.com, where, as Brooks puts it, he helps awesome people go paperless. His workshop, though, it was a big hit with our crew because it appealed mostly to our desire to move through the world relatively light, unencumbered by a whole bunch of physical stuff. You know, that stuff that weighs us down, that limits where we can move to and how many boxes we need and how much storage we need. He ran into a lot of lighthearted resistance from a lot of analog fans out there. Don't worry, we're not trying to abolish paper and pens from the world, anyone, but Brooks shares my mindset, and he covered a ton of ground in the three main steps of the paperless process. Eliminate, establish a workflow, and protect your documents. I'm going to link to his Simple Rev recap post on DocumentStamp.com in my show notes for this episode if you want to learn more. Brooks' blog post, just as witty as his workshop. He has a great sense of humor. Now, after we got back from a break, Joshua Becker pulled double duty as a workshop leader, and he led something called How to Blog For and With Impact. And really, it was about blogging. It was about the written word, but just about any of Joshua's wisdom could apply to what I'm doing with podcasting, maybe what you're doing with creating videos, maybe someone else who's creating infographics, really any creative act. And in the workshop, he shared his three rules for blogging. Again, you can apply them as you see fit. Number one, write, write, write. In my case, podcast, podcast, podcast. Number two, connect, connect, connect. This is the same in any language, in any medium. You need to connect with your community. You need to connect with new people and always be open to new relationships. And then number three is persevere, persevere, persevere. And as much as I dig Joshua, I guess my favorite part of the workshop was when he enlisted the help of a participant named Anthony to do a real-time mind map of an endless supply of ideas for blog posts from up-and-coming blogger Michelle Russell of Enoughist.com. Here's another little fun fact for you. Did you know that Joshua quit blogging in early 2009? And he only came back to blogging because of a single blog commenter saying that his presence was missed. Now think about that for a second. I know for me too, it's hard to put yourself out there when you're doing something new like blogging or podcasting. Maybe you don't feel like you're all that good at it. You're pretty darn sure that nobody is paying any attention to you, even your mom and dad. I've felt that way for a while too, but Joshua started back up and definitely has persevered. Great lesson for all of us to learn. After another long lunch, we came back for workshop number 7 from David Delp of pilotfire.com. He engaged us about the roles we play in different physical and social environments, how and why we set goals. He showed us his 3x5 note card simple system for everything, which I've linked to in the show notes, and he also got us singing. Yep, singing. David created a song for us to sing at Simple Rev, and you know what? Let's let him take it away for you.
Okay, it goes like this. Before I die, I wanna know I lived. I wanna know at the very least I did my best. And one thing I know for sure I wanna do is this. Before I die, I wanna know I lived. Try it. Before I die, I wanna know I lived. I wanna know at the very least I did my best. One thing I know for sure I wanna do is this. Before I die, I wanna know I live. You got it?
Cue the abrupt cut and we're back. But yeah, David, we got it. We got the song, we got the vibe, we got the sentiment behind it. A few brave souls finished David's lyrics with their own goals and both the singing and the overall workshop performance. And it was a performance. Were fantastic. As we came back from our last break, we had Mike Vardy from productivityist.com lead our last Simple Rev 2014 workshop with a simplicity-themed productivity master session. I remember chatting with Mike earlier this year. He was one of the first people to get on board with Simple Rev, and we were talking over Skype about Simple Rev and just having him talk about productivity being more about, let me rephrase this, productivity is more about being than doing. And a lot of people that he's interacted with have agreed. One thing I know is that he has me convinced that I should orient my days, and especially my kids' days, Clark and Grant, around task management instead of time management. And I got to give a special thanks to our Canadian workshop leader contingent, both Mike and Brooks, who thought enough about this Simple Rev thing to fly in super late on Friday night due to other commitments that they had, and then with very little sleep, rock a workshop the next day. Fine work, fellas. But of course, my fellow Twin Cityans delivered the goods, and Patrick Roan out of St. Paul gave our second and last Rev talk. Dan and I, we really found it appropriate, and we scheduled him last on purpose. We knew that he wasn't going to offer any solutions, new skills, or tools. He just had three questions for us that when you contemplate them, when you repetitively contemplate them and seek to answer them from time to time, they can lead to an intentional life. And those three questions were, number one, what problem does this solve? Number two, how little can I get away with? And number three, where does this belong? So I'll give you a moment. Go ahead. Ask yourself those questions with anything that you have in your life. So what problem does this new social media platform solve? How little can I get away with when it comes to attending frustrating and counterproductive meetings at work? Where does this spatula belong? Does it belong anywhere in your house? Does it belong in someone else's house? I know that Patrick's message sunk in because a lot of people have talked to me about it since Simple Rev 2014 wrapped up. And really, from the wrap up, Dan and I, we officially closed down our first ever Simple Rev event by personally thanking all of our volunteers. And we are so grateful for you, and explaining to everyone else just how much these volunteers, for months at a time, for sprints, they had really kicked butt on behalf of everybody who was there. We also played a special video message from Petta Wilson outside of Sydney, followed it up with Brooke McCallery's What Simple Living Means to Me video. Dan even created a special video for us, which he has on his YouTube channel. I'll link to it in the show notes. It is very cool. And then I explained to everyone that as far as next steps go for Simple Rev, it's totally up to the people in that room and to the greater Simple Rev community. Some people didn't like hearing that. They wanted us to announce some grand plans for Simple Rev 2015, but we need others to direct us. I mean, that's always going to be true. And a few people later told me that there was really a sense of disappointment that we didn't announce details about our next event. And I couldn't really tell in the moment, though. I was too wrapped up into it myself, but I was enjoying the heck. It seemed like there was just so much love in the room. And let me cut into another snippet again. Our program, we ended a little something like this.
All right, that's it.
What about group hug?
Group hug.
Good times, man. Good times. Most people didn't want the good times to end, though, so a lot of folks loitered in the classroom for about an hour before a bunch of us headed out to dinner together. I went along, but my voice was toast, and my gratitude and contentment levels were just overflowing. My brain and body just really felt heavy under the weight of what we just collectively experienced over 2 days. Wow, just wow. Dan felt the same way. You know, after he and Vanessa and I, we got back to my house on Saturday night, Vanessa and I were ready to pass out, but Dan, that dude was simply buzzing from the action. I've never seen him so hyped in my life. So of course we had to log on to Hugger one last time, give each other a high five, and just big smiles at what we helped to pull off and how our community came together and how everybody contributed. And you'd even think that the story ends there, but 12 of us got together for breakfast on Sunday morning and continued the good times. And good times, boy, how many times have I said good times? The impact that we've had, it continues on. And you can see some of that in the show notes, where I'm going to link to a variety of participants' Simple Rev 2014 experiences. Show notes again, valueofsimple.com/SASM059. What I'm really hoping for right now is that you want to be a part of what's next with Simple Rev. And if you do, there are a ton of ways to get involved. Something that's super low commitment, but potentially high reward. You can join our Simple Rev email newsletter at simplerev.com/newsletter. What's really cool is we've already welcomed hundreds of new subscribers just within the 2 weeks since our event ended. And we would love to welcome you too. It's totally separate from the Value of Simple newsletter, and it's where you're going to find the tools and connections to build a amazing, meaningful, intentional, simple living community with us. Soon, we're going to be counting the number of folks in the thousands instead of the hundreds. So I hope you will come on over to simplerev.com/newsletter and join us, huh? Will you? If you're ready to contribute, consider creating a short video or image for our What Simple Living Means to Me project. It's another channel where we explore the unique version of simple living that each of us has. We already have contributions. Some are related to yoga. There's a dude with a canoe on the lake, gardening with your children, traveling around the world, tiny houses, and much more. Explore, if you will, the images and the videos yourself at simplerev.com/SLM, Sam, Larry, Mary, and then decide from there whether you want to show us your simple. And if you feel a deep sense of belonging in this whole simple living community building business, contact me. However you want, doesn't matter. Just feel free to offer up, big or small, a skill, a mindset, a tool, a passion. I mean, heck, maybe even you really want to go deep into this and you want to get your fingerprints on it. You could join me, Dan, Andrea, Sarah, Erica, Eric, Mindy, Chris, and Sarah. The cast of characters is growing weekly, and we can really grow Simple Rev into something worldwide. We're ready, if you're ready. Well, that seems like enough Simple Rev for one day. I hope you'll listen to part two in a couple of weeks, where I get into storyteller mode and get you inside the heads and hearts of all these wonderful simple living enthusiasts. Maybe you've got some feedback about this episode or just Smart and Simple Matters in general. Send an email to joel@valuesimple.com. Tweet me at Joel Zaslavsky, or connect with me at the other places I hang out online. Well, hey, you know, guess what? You made it to the end of this episode. Do-to-do-to-do, bada-bing. Way to go. I knew I could count on your focus, and I'm grateful for it. Thanks for tolerating the terrible jokes. Hopefully they weren't too terrible. I won't do them every time, I promise. Catch you again soon. Yeah? Right? Word up. It's now time for your partner in simplifying to sign off again. You've just listened to the Smart and Simple Matters podcast with Joel Zaslavsky, creator of All Things Value of Simple.